Well, hello everyone. I just seen a clip of Ben Shapiro talking to the trigonometry guys about the plight of young people in America, young white men in particular. And I was struck by how little he had to offer in his response to the very real problems that were brought up by the interviewers. And it reminded me of passages in Thomas Carlyle, who I talk about quite often, who talked about nomadism as a perennial problem that capitalism brings about. That is, the notion of a stable community, a stable home, social bonds, things that are fixed in place, right, by government or by some sort of system, you know, a place that people can call home is uprooted and upended by capitalism. And he calls the phenomena nomadism, where people have to move from place to place, searching, begging around, scratching around for work, scratching around for pennies, basically, lest they die in penury and starvation. That's what Carlyle was talking about back in the 1840s, 1850s, 1860s. And this same question was put to Ben Shapiro. We'll have a look at his answer in a second. Before we get there, I talk about nomadism, among many other things, in the book Applied Elite Theory, Buy It Now, sequel to Populist Illusion and Prophets of Doom, if you enjoyed those. Also pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium, Foundations of Economics, given that we're talking about economics today, politics, many other great courses, research, buy it now. But let's get back to Ben Shapiro. So we're going to have a look at his answer. Here's what he said.
If you're a young person and you can't afford to live here, then maybe you should not live here. I mean, that is a real thing. Yeah, I know that we've now grown up in a society that says that you deserve to live where you grew up. But the reality is that the history of America is almost literally the opposite of that. The history of America is you go to a place where there is opportunity. And if the opportunities are limited here and they're not changing, then you really should try to think about other places where you have better opportunities.
So basically, he has very little to, like, his answer is, one, if you don't like it, get up and move. So nomadism, i.e. you don't have a right to a kind of fixed abode. You have to wander around the map like a nomad. Interesting that Shapiro would, nakedly support nomadism in this way. And then the second thing he had to offer was, quote unquote, meritocracy, which again is not something that people, young people who already feel that they've been denied a birthright, that they've been denied their heritage, that they're being muscled out of every opportunity, they don't really want to hear that. And it's natural in such circumstances. Ben Shapiro has no answers, basically, none at all. None that are going to appeal to young people, that they're going to start looking at alternatives. They're going to look at Mamdani in New York, for example, or voices on the right, like Tucker Carlson or Nick Fuentes even, who are actually starting to address and take these concerns seriously. Ben Shapiro doesn't seem like he takes those concerns seriously. He seems like he doesn't care about them. He seems like he's in a ivory tower, like a kind of padded, coddled think tank world where he gets to talk about classical liberal values and other high-fleeting things and, you know, brackets, give loads of money to Israel. And that's basically all Shapiro seems like he cares about. So no wonder, as I mentioned last week, his ratings are going down. And no wonder that young people in their droves, if you have a look at the latest figures, in their droves are turning away from the Republican Party, which is actually against recent trends where young men were turning back towards, fueled by Trump, fueled by populism, were turning back to the GOP because it felt like they were being listened to. But now, as we see, voices like Shapiro stuck, refusing to move, you know, literally single-handedly trying to stop the right actually representing the interests of young men. Lo and behold, they're going back to the left, as I said they would, as I said on this channel, that the energy will start shifting back over there when it transpires that the Trump GOP is just the same as the old GOP. The new boss, just the same as the old boss. You know, it's just various iterations of Ben Shapiro over and over again. Low taxes and forever wars. Low taxes and forever wars. It's not going to cut it. It's absolutely not going to cut it. And America is reaching a crisis point where the lack of actual representation in their politics for the actual concerns of young people is reaching boiling point. The same thing, of course, is true everywhere in the West. It's true here in Britain as well. And I've said it time and time again, Farage and Reform, if all they're going to do is serve warmed up Thatcherism, that's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it when the price of housing is more than 20 times median wages in some places. I'll talk more about the plans to have 50-year mortgages tomorrow. Obscene, if you ask me. That's not a goer either, and I'll go into that in tomorrow's video. But I just wanted to register my disgust, really, with the callous lack of regard that Ben Shapiro holds most of his own audience in and most of the GOP base in. He comes across as entitled, smug, elitist, and non-caring. He reminds me more and more of the elites from The Hunger Games. Do you remember that? Do you remember that series of film, The Hunger Games? That's what he feels. That's what it feels like to me. And of course, in such conditions, when people are just being feel like they're being slapped in the face by a figure like Ben Shapiro, they're going to look to alternatives. They're going to turn to socialism. And other sorts of answers from the left, and they're going to turn to nationalist ideas on the right as well. Of course, you're not going to be able to hold a center while also insulting people. You have to actually, I mean, Tony Blair wants to address the actual concerns. Ben seems like he doesn't care at all. What a piece of work he is. I said last week that he doesn't deserve his place on the heel stage. Watching this, maybe his heel work is getting up there now. Right, this is as lamentable, as kind of hateful even from Shapiro as some of the stuff we've seen from Mark Levin. All right, I'll keep it short today. I'll catch you next time. Pick up a course, like I said. See you tomorrow. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.